Iran's parliament labels U.S. troops in Mideast as terrorist. By Breitbart Jerusalem on April 17, 2019. Tehran, Iran, AP. Iran's lawmakers on Tuesday overwhelmingly approved a bill labeling U.S. forces in the Middle East as terrorist. A day after the U.S. terrorism designation for Iran's Revolutionary Guard formally took effect, state TV reported. Defense Minister General Amir Hatami introduced the bill authorizing the government to act firmly in response to terrorist actions by U.S. forces. It demands authorities use legal, political and diplomatic measures to neutralize the American move, without elaborating. The U.S. move aims at thwarting Iran's influence and shows that America's long-standing sanctions against Iran have become ineffective, Hatami told lawmakers. During the debate, some hardliner lawmakers had demanded listing the entire U.S. Army and security forces as terrorist. The TV report said 204 lawmakers approved the bill, out of 207 present at the session in the 290-seat chamber. Two lawmakers voted against the bill and one abstained. However, it remains unclear how the bill's passage in Parliament would affect the Guard's activities in the Persian Gulf, where the U.S. Navy has in the past accused Iranian patrol boats of harassing American warships. The Revolutionary Guard has forces and wields influence in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen, and is in charge of Iranian missiles that have U.S. bases in their range. The Guard's designation, the first ever for an entire division of another government, adds another layer of sanctions to the powerful paramilitary force and makes it a crime under U.S. jurisdiction to provide it with material support. Iranian media reported Tuesday that Instagram suspended accounts believed to belong to four Guard commanders, including its commander, General Mohammad Ali Jafari, the leader of the Guard's Foreign Wing, or Quds Force, Qasem Soleimani, Chief of General Staff of Iranian Armed Forces Major General Mohammad Hossein Bagheri, and one of his deputies, General Musa Kamali. Depending on how broadly material support is interpreted, the designation may complicate U.S. diplomatic and military cooperation with certain third-country officials, notably in Iraq and Lebanon, who deal with the Guard. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the designation with great fanfare last week.